100 Word Stories.
Hi there. This is Lawrence Simon of the 100 Word Stories podcast at oneadayuntilthedayidie.com. Not dead yet. I keep washing my hands and not... Okay, I touch my face now and then, but then I wash my hands. Anyway, it's the weekly challenge. I post the topic, you come up with the stories. The topic for this week is a pick two. Null, smartphone, audio, all... Alternative, hot, and seek. I might need to get glasses. Anyway, you all sent in a bunch of stories on the topic, so I should shut up now and let you all tell the stories. I think that's how it works, right? Here we go.
Hello, night people. Tom here, and my story this evening is called Take Back Your City, Paint the Streets with Your Shame. The meter read, Null Hot. What the fuck does that mean? Yelled Baxter, as the red lights flashed on 7 monitors. He gave the console a thwack. The screen disappeared in a shower of green pixels. Upon recomposure, the screen now read, Null Cold. Bite me, screamed Baxter. Thwack again. Now the screen read, Hot Cold. Not playing, grunted Baxter. Thwack, thwack, thwack. Screen read, Null, Null, and then completely blank. From inside the ship, it was no more than a burnt orange glow. But from Earth, it appeared a lovely orchid fanning cascade of creamed watercolor apricot. Poof. And that's it for this week. Good night, America, wherever you are.
Hello, this is Philip Norville Joe Carroll of NorvilleJoe.com and of Shooting Stars Quadrilogy, available at Amazon.com. And this is my entry for the 100-word story weekly challenge, number 737. It's a pick two challenge. So here's my story. Bilbert pondered Linoleum Amanda perched outside his window. What alternative did he have? Push her off the roof? He invited her in. She threw her arms around him and hugged him tightly. Embarrassed, he felt his face grow hot. So, why are you here? She pulled back and looked him in the eyes. Her cheeks were streaked with tears. Bilbert, I love you, and not just because you can fly. A voice spoke from Linoleum Amanda's back pocket. Lenny, your father is calling. What the heck? Bilbert gasped. She laughed.
Sorry, it's the audio ringtone on my smartphone. I'd better get this.
Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
This is Serendipity, and here's my story for this week.
I suppose you could say, I have an alternative lifestyle. You know the sort of thing. Off the grid, unconventional, and I don't seek to conform to society's norms and expectations. I don't bother you. So I ask that you refrain from bothering me. Okay, I'll admit that maybe I do bother you a little. When I steal your children, pickle them, and return them to you, in jars. But it's not as if you're not getting them back when I've finished with them. Which is more than I can say for you. When am I getting my jars back?
Hello everyone, Lizzie here, and this is my story for this week. The basement of the cathedral was off limits. After entering, "Is this it?" his voice echoed through the web of archways. The room was empty. A small stand at the back seemed to have some dry red on it. "Sacrifices," he whispered, thrilled. The adventure was becoming a lot more interesting than he expected. Something sparkled in the corner. A button. "Press it. Press it." A heavy stone door opened. He walked in. It closed behind him. The sun came through some small windows. "What is this? The basement?" The stone door didn't open again. Never seek what you cannot handle. And this is my story for this week. Drop by my blog at lizziegoodcough.blogspot.com, and I'll talk to you next week. Stay safe. Bye-bye.
Good morning. This is Richard. And for my pick two story this week, I've chosen audio and smartphone, and the story is called Alternative. Hello, can you hear me? Testing, 1, 2, 3. Is this thing on? How can I tell if it's recording? What red light? No, I don't know what my audio settings are. I'm not a bloody sound engineer. Yes, of course, I'm speaking into the microphone. I just don't know if it's recording. I told you this wasn't going to work. But no, you wouldn't have it. Just because it's a smartphone doesn't mean it's smart to use it for everything. I'm giving up on this. I'll record my story on the computer, just like I always do. There you go. All done. Until next time, goodbye.
Take a trip with me to Planet Z.
Richard's Tavern had been a favorite of the royal family for centuries. Back in the day, they'd sneak in dressed as commoners for a pint, maybe a kidney pie. Nowadays, with all the paparazzi about, it's harder to pop off for a quiet drink. They either have to close down the tavern, or arrange for a takeout order. Either way, the Buckingham Palace cooks wonder why their pies aren't good enough. And all the trouble of installing kegs with nitrogen taps? What for? "Why are you so miserable?" said the master of the household. "It's a day off, isn't it?"
And there you have it. A whole bunch of stories on the Pick 2 topics. You can check out the text to people's stories, the next topic, archives of stories, everything up at oneadayuntilthedayidie.com. The next topic, actually, I think is "We Apologize for the Inconvenience." Thank you to everyone who's a part of the weekly challenge. It's been going on for quite a while. I think it's going to keep going on for quite a while. And as always, keep it brief.